Oh, yeah. Are you ready? It's Taki time.
Taki time.
Takis. Are you ready for this? This is Takis Fuego.
I'm so excited. I was gonna get the blue one, but I was like, let's start him off with the regular one.
You can't start on the blue one.
I've never had the blue one, actually, so we'll have to do that next week.
This looks scary.
Right, here, I'll have it with you.
I'll have one off, though. It's shaped like a joint. I love it.
Oh, wow.
This is really spicy.
So I learned a long time ago the best way to eat those is stick the bag in the freezer.
Ooh.
So that way, the next day, they're cold. They're freezing cold, but still spicy.
You're going to eat a lot of these. You're going to burn out your voice.
What?
Shit.
All right,
quick. Let's do some ad reads for Takis so they don't sue us for using this. All right. Wow. Refreshing. And then you do it.
And I'll put a little, not sponsored by Takis.
They're so hot. I can't talk anymore. So I have to be quiet. Luckily, Dean can talk forever.
Why would I talk when I can chew? Takis. Intro, it's Marty, go.
Marty and, Ralph?
Hey guys, I'm Marty. Welcome to Marty and Dean.
I'm Dean today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to switch sides?
Just go like this the whole time?
Yep.
You know what I was going to do? I was going to hire a background actor to show up with a fake mustache and be this pretend to be me.
No, it could be you, Dean.
Ah, there we go. That's what I like to hear. Welcome to Marty and Dean, episode 6.
Episode 6?
Episode 6.
It seems like we missed an episode.
It seems like just yesterday. Seems like just yesterday we started a podcast and everybody asked the same question.
I know.
Why?
Who is
that guy?
Is it funny or not? Some people think it's funny.
Some people think it's funny. Yeah. I want to shout out to my Martheads out there. Thanks, Martheads. That's what I'm calling our fans.
Smartheads?
Martheads. Like Marty Martheads.
Why are you making fun of my name?
Martyrs? Because it's... Wait, okay. Thanks, DeanieX.
I go with Martheads.
Martheads is that. Deaniac, I actually think, is better. All right. I think people have to choose whether they're a Marthead or a Deaniac.
Oh,
like they got to choose the side of who they're actually watching it for.
Well, like our big debates is our backdrop, which isn't very nice right now.
Yeah, we're trying very hard to come up with a backdrop.
Although my mother did this, so I like that.
But this is good. I did this. I'm the one that painted this.
You know, a banana with...
Duct tape on it. It's supposed to be, it's art based on the art.
I know. It's art. Art of art. And the guy, sold it for like $1 million, but really bought the
banana. Worth $1 million.
He put the banana for like 39 cents, and then he shared it with the guy outside.
Yeah. Well, he taped a banana on a wall, and then some millionaire was like, I'll buy it, because I'm rich. Then he bought it, and then he ate the banana.
Did he actually?
He did. Yeah, he took it off the wall and ate the banana for like $2 million.
So he did not.
I swear to God, that's what happened. And I swear to God.
So it doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
But the guy who sold him the banana outside was a little annoyed because he realized that he
lost a lot.
No, but he gave him some of the money. I do know that.
Okay, that's good.
He gave something, but
that's good. It's so. Like the Banksy. Did you ever see the Banksy thing where he made a painting and he sold it at auction, and as soon as it got sold, it went through a shredder? You ever see that?
By mistake.
No, on purpose. The frame had a hidden shredder in it, and it's like, sold for $20 million. That's the auctioneer. That's my impression of the auctioneer.
Yeah, that's the auctioneer.
Thanks. It sold for $20 million. And he hit the gavel, and there was like, meh. Just shredded the painting in front of everybody.
So he didn't actually get the $20 million.
No, he did. It sold as soon as you hit the gavel.
Yeah,
but part of the art is that it got shredded. See, art makes you feel stuff, Marty. You know what I mean?
No.
It's subjective. It's my impression of everybody who's just gone to college. See, the thing about art is it's subjective.
Well, I went for a degree in engineering.
Ooh.
You talk about people who are drive trains and stuff. But you.
I didn't go to college.
Yes.
Would you like to hear my college story? I went to community college for all of one semester. And I'll go into this math class, and the guy in the math class is like,
He's a professor?
He's a professor. Well, it's a community college, so I'm just going to call it the dude who ran the math class.
Teacher?
Sure. The dude who ran the math class dude was running it. Stop playing with the tape measure.
Thank you.
Okay. He comes out and he's like, this semester we're going to be learning a lot about conversions, like figuring out one unit of measurement to another unit of measurement. Like, does it, and he asked the whole audience, the whole classroom, he was like, does anybody here know how many grams are in pounds? And I was like, 28, because I know exactly how many grams are in pounds.
I think I know why you know that.
Yeah, but everybody, after I said, because out loud, I was like, 28, and everybody turned to me, and then they all wanted my phone number and wanted to hang out with me and figure out where I was going on Friday night, because they thought I was like a cool guy.
Because of the fact he knew the trades.
Because they thought I sold drinks. Yeah. But that was my first inkling that maybe I was in the wrong area.
I think so.
I didn't like the community college show. It was named after George Wallace. True story.
He was a racist.
Like a big racist. I know. Like a super racist.
I remember that.
Like, you remember it. You don't remember it. You remember about him.
Yes. He got shot.
He did?
Yes.
Good for him. I'm glad that happened to him.
He got paralyzed. Wheelchair kind of guy.
Yeah.
This was back in the 70s.
Don't have the door. Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I love Marty's history corner.
Marty just knows stuff.
Marty knows stuff.
It's not always right.
But not always right.
But if you say it with conviction, people believe you.
That's true. Were you around for the gas crisis?
Oh, yes.
In the 1970s?
Yes. It was a lot of fun back then.
So what was that like? Speak on that.
Oh, well, there was a gas crisis, so we didn't have any gas. And so they used to have these long... Everyone was afraid they'd take... I lived in the suburbs back then, so your life was on gasoline.
Oh, okay. So you lived in Long Island then?
Long? Yes.
Okay.
And so... They had the license plate was an odd and even day, you still covered gas. So,
but yes.
So my family had two cars, and they had an odd and even, so we could wait every single day. If you always waited on the lines for gas, and we ran out of gas waiting for gas because they thought they'd run out. But if it didn't actually go there, you know, and what happens is the way that supply and demand and the way things, the supply chain that works with this stuff is that, it's, you know, it works. But suddenly everyone's afraid they're going to run out, so they created the running out.
Yeah.
Because they were always waiting online for this stuff. So, that's my story.
Not that.
It's not that exciting.
Was it similar so nobody could buy toilet paper during the pandemic?
Well, we just bought a whole lot, and we were fine.
You guys can... I was in L.A. for the pandemic, yeah. Which was a little different. What was it like in New York? Were you able to buy toilet paper? No.
Yes.
Well, not like... the royal we, were we able to buy toilet paper? Was there like a run on? Because in LA, you couldn't find it.
I don't remember. I had sold my business just prior to that point. Mm. They were working down there, then the pandemic, they all moved out.
Nice.
And so I suddenly realized I can go back to the office because there was no one there.
Nice.
So I was sitting there all by myself.
And then sit in the office all alone.
And I had these, in my little spot where I had my office, I had some other people there. They started coming in, so we created a little pod of people.
That would be one pod.
Yes. And we were fine. Then we realized we were perfectly okay that way. So we were a thing.
It's,
and then I fixed it. I changed the office and renovated it to what it is.
Changed it.
Yes, because we didn't need that layout anymore. So, yeah. So we were constructing during the pandemic. So that's very exciting.
Great.
So, of course, it was not a pandemic. So says our current president. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Probably we shouldn't talk about
that. We probably shouldn't talk about this terrible, terrible person who's running the country.
Yes. Stop running it. Just come.
They just kind of around being a jackass.
Yes, constantly.
You know what? I'll break the seal on doing politics on Marty and Dean. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck you.
Oh, he's president. I thought we were talking about Biden.
Oh, no. Not anymore. No, he hasn't been president for a while.
Really?
Biden?
Who knows?
It was such a shame because as soon as he stopped being president, I really started nailing my impression of him. I got a pretty good Joe Biden. Like the day he left office, I really unlocked the impression.
He was a good guy.
Like, here's the thing. You gotta go to the store, buy Takis. Me and my best friend Big Jim used to go buy Takis and literally ride alligators with saddles.
What are Takis?
Well, it's a type of chip.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, tacos.
No, Takis.
Takis?
Takis.
All right, hold for a second. What if I go to the store and get a bag of Takis and
Please go get Takis.
All right. I think I'll do that. All right.
I'm so excited for you to try Takis. They are terrible.
They're great, actually. I disagree.
You're not going to find Takis around here.
Oh, you are, I guarantee
it. I know for a fact that Bodega right across the street has them.
Okay. There's
a bottle. Our new segment, Marty tries new food.
Marty tries. Do you want cash? I have cash.
No, I'll have some.
So we're gonna pivot now, and then we're gonna edit back to Takis, Taki Town.
Okay, that's fine.
What was your favorite snack as a kid? Do you like Cracker Jack?
No, it's a chew chew.
The chew chew.
They like the penis back then.
What about were M&M's a thing?
M&M's were a thing.
Skittles weren't a thing. About taste the rainbow. I really like it when it's like see the rainbow, taste the rainbow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, do you know the Reese's Pieces story?
No.
Remember E.T.?
Yes.
E.T. phone home?
Yeah.
And they put little things down for E.T. to follow?
Yeah.
What were they?
I mean, I think they were M&M's, but they were probably Reese's Pieces.
Because M&M's wouldn't buy into the... Didn't want to pay for the...
Product placement.
Wow. And so they put the Reese's Pieces, which really made improve Reese's Pieces. M&M's made a bad mistake.
I can't imagine what it was like watching movies in the theater in the 80s when so much of it was like terrible coke-fueled ideas. Because for every E.T. that's like a Spielberg classic or The Goonies and stuff like that, there's like 20 other movies that came out in the 80s that are just like nonsense.
It's just like movies today when you look at Netflix. The same thing.
Sure, but like at least there's like a through line for stuff. There's like what's the sequel? Like Wizard of Oz 2 or... Alice in Wonderland 2, where like...
Well, first of all, sequels are never good.
Terminator 2 is good.
I don't know.
That's good.
In general, they're not good.
Sure, but there's exceptions to the rule.
It's like, yeah,
Also,
the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Empire Strikes Back. Come on now. Empire Strikes Back, that's a sequel. That's good.
I don't know.
A lot of the Indiana Jones sequels are good.
Sequels are not supposed to be as good.
Terminator 2, it's better, in my opinion, better than Terminator 1.
They just shoot people.
No, it's a story. It's a story about being afraid of AI and technology. Are you using AI? Do you use AI?
I don't know how to use AI.
You don't have ChatGPT or anything like that?
No, I tried it once and I gave up.
Why?
Because I asked it what I should sing for my future and she just come talk to me.
Just sing for my future?
In other words, I was using it as a therapist. I was asking questions about
it. I mean, you still can.
And I was trying to do it. I said, I'm thinking about continuing to use a therapist. I said, no, I'm going on vacation. Goodbye.
That wasn't AI.
Yes, it was.
AI doesn't go on vacation.
It did that to me.
What AI were you using?
ChatGPT.
When? Or are you making this up, trying to do a comedy bit?
I am just telling you.
You're doing a comedy bit. It's okay. We can all do comedy bits.
I'm trying.
We'll do the bit where, like, I paint a big thing on the wall, and then you try and run through it, but then you're able to run through it, and I'm like, maybe it is real, but then I do it, and I just run into the wall. You're the Roadrunner.
Oh, the Roadrunner's very fun.
You're the Roadrunner. I'm the Coyote.
No.
Me, meep.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
I say meep, meep.
Oh, yeah. Coyote's just like, he's like nonverbal.
Exactly.
He's nice. The issues. He's like holding up a sign.
Yes. All right.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready? It's Taki time.
Taki time.
Takis. Are you ready for this? This is Takis Fuego.
I'm so excited. I was gonna get the blue one, but I was like, let's start him off with the regular one.
You can't start on the blue one.
I've never had the blue one, actually, so we'll have to do that next week.
This looks scary.
Right, here, I'll have it with you.
I'll have one off, though. It's shaped like a joint. I love it.
Oh, wow.
This is really spicy. It's just like Fuego.
Yeah. So I learned a long time ago the best way to eat those is stick the bag in the freezer.
Ooh.
So that way, the next day, they're cold. They're freezing cold, but still spicy.
You're going to go out of these. You're going to burn out your voice.
What?
Shit.
Oh, these are...
All right, quick. Let's do some ad reads for Takis so they don't sue us for using this. All right. Wow. Refreshing. And then you do what?
And I'll put a little, not sponsored by Takis.
They're so hot. I can't talk anymore.
So I have to be quiet. Luckily, Dean can talk forever.
Why would I talk when I can chew? Takis.
All right.
Now let's try some new slogans. Are you ready? So we're just gonna put the word Takis into some classic stuff.
I'm loving Takis.
All right, gonna do it.
I'm a bitch. All
right, here.
Takis, feel the heat.
Oh, very good.
Like a good neighbor, Takis is there.
All right, we got.
Sorry.
Sweet Takis, yum. That's Red Robin.
1-8-7-5-8-8 Takis, chippies, yum town. That's Empire Carpets.
Where's Empire Carpets from?
It's like, I think it's a national chain. All right, wail out one last Takis ad and really come from the heart.
Takis.
No, come on. No, you're not being earnest. You're doing a bit.
I don't know.
Do it from the heart.
My heart. Takis, they're so
No,
hot.
You're doing a bit. Stop doing a bit. Be earnest. Look at that camera.
And
say how you actually feel about the Takis that you ate.
The Takis that I ate are quite spicy, quite enjoyable, and it's making my face burn. But I think I will live through that.
Feel the burn.
Very good.
Is that an STD ad or?
No, there's it's a subject. Okay.
Sure.
You have one more Taki and then I'll put it away.
Will you pass me some?
Yeah.
Oh yeah! You want some more, Marty?
There's a murder on the audience. Yes. Okay, so what did you do this week? Let's do. You want to do Stranger, Marty? Stranger of the week?
I didn't meet any strangers.
You didn't meet any strangers?
No.
I have a stranger. I have Dean Stranger of the week.
Please tell me.
It's a short one, but I did see what I think was a very defining moment in a man's life while I was at work. Cards on the table. I work at a car dealership, and where I work in the car dealership, I see almost everybody coming in and out. I saw a guy coming to the car dealership. He was all cut up.
You're the doorman?
No, I'm the service rider. But where I'm at, people walk right by me.
Okay.
And I saw a guy, he was all cut up. His arms were all cut up and his shirt was torn. And I come out and was like, oh my God, man, are you all right? And he has a bike with him. That's important. And he was like, yeah, I'm fine. I really want to buy a car. And I was like, okay. Is it because you just fell off your bike and you want to buy a car? And he was like, can I look at the cars, please? And I was like, okay, that's exactly what happened. This guy was riding on his bike, fell hard, hurt himself, and gave up the lifestyle of riding a bike all at the same time. Literally walked right into a car dealership right after falling to buy a car.
Did he buy the car?
I don't sell cars. I have no idea. I told him where to go. I don't like selling cars because people come in and they're like, nothing's going to happen to this car, right? And I'm like, I don't know,
you know.
What's your karma like? You know?
Okay.
Because I fix cars. I don't sell them.
Okay. That sounds fair.
You ever been in a... Do you ever race? You ever street race?
No.
You ever drag race?
No, I just get my foot run over once.
You got your foot run over once?
My car.
Yeah, well, that was implied. But where?
Well, it was on my foot.
No, where? Like... Paint the picture. What happened?
Well, I was hanging out with my friends, and then someone pressed on the gas and went over my foot.
Somehow you gave me more information and less information at the same time. Where were you?
In a parking lot.
When was it?
Sometime in my youth.
Sometime in your youth.
It was ballpark. 17, 18 years
old. 17, 18. Like that. Why were you in the parking lot?
Because that's where the cars are.
Why were you in the parking lot?
I know. Someone parked there, and now... I guess we're fooling around.
For being assaulted by a moving vehicle, having been run over, you really don't... Why don't you... Are you worried that people are going to steal your identity with this information?
There's no assault involved with this.
It's all right. That's a good joke.
I thought.
Okay.
All right. So, we were there. I don't remember. And then we're fooling
around. I can tell.
I remember. And then someone pressed the gas. And they're like, oh my God, my foot's run over. I said, that didn't even
Did
hurt.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, it didn't hurt.
Oh, so they just went right over it.
Yeah.
And you've never been hit by a car.
I was.
When?
Riding my bike.
And when you got hit by a car, were you immediately like, I got to go buy a car?
I was like probably 15, 16.
Have you ever bought a car from a car dealership?
Yeah, to the Swiss or?
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm riding my bike. I'm Jericho Turnpike. I heard screeching. And the car bashes into the back of my car. Bike and push an hour.
Oh my God. Were you okay?
I thought he was actually stepping on the gas, but I can do.
He's trying to finish the gist.
Stopping with brakes. Yeah.
They say when you hit somebody, you should hit the gas and not the brakes, because if you hit the brakes, they go under.
Who goes under?
person that you're eating.
I was fine. He's about the back of my bike, and then we got
this is also something that I've only heard maybe once or twice. I actually don't get a lot of advice about how to run people over.
I don't think we should discuss that.
Why?
We should tell people.
Kids, don't do this at home. All right, because so, you can't drive at home. Do it in the street.
That's right. So we got stopped. The rabbit ran me over, and I don't remember the details, and somehow
we didn't end up in the hospital?
No.
Bike was okay.
No, I had the bike fixed.
Okay. Some extra parts. And then you kept riding the bike.
Yeah. And I had for a long time. It was my Schwinn Varsity. It's a big thing back then.
Wait, what?
Schwinn Varsity.
Schwinn Varsity?
That was the model.
That was the model.
Right. Okay. So I had the Schwinn Varsity. I had that even in Brooklyn. It was this heavy frame, this heavy steel frame that we had on.
Yeah.
Now you got a nice aluminum frame.
I really wanted a BMX bike when I was a kid. You know, so I could do like jumps and stuff.
I didn't want to make jumps. So I was
just, I love making jumps up. Like.
So I got my bike fixed, and that's how I get it.
You still have the bike?
No, I gave it away.
What?
A year or two ago.
Do you have a bike now?
Yes.
Do you ride it?
I haven't got around to it. I should be.
Ooh. Maybe we should do an episode where we all bike. It'll be fun. I love riding a bike.
Do a bike?
No, I don't. I had one in L.A., but I got stolen.
Why would even people have bikes? I thought everyone sits in the parking lot. Sits like
no, people ride bikes in L.A. It's dangerous. It's what? Just come on now. It's not going to be sad. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
Sorry, everyone. The producer's having a snack.
I know, but you know, it's like you're watching a play and people are sitting there eating food and stuff like
that's
that.
That's fine.
No, it doesn't.
If I'm in a play and somebody's eating snacks, the only reason why I'm going to be upset is if they ain't sharing.
Well, that's another issue. But people shouldn't be
why
making crunchy noise.
How much are tickets to this play?
$40.
I'm eating whatever the fuck I want in there.
Well,
I'm eating. I'm drinking. I'm slurping Slurpees. Most,
are you playing on? Are you texting it on your cell phone?
No, probably not. I don't do that.
Okay,
that's like a little
overdone. I mean, if
the theater sells snacks, I'm snacking.
If you're doing a comedy show,
yeah, and somebody's eating snacks,
yeah,
that's fine.
Is it texting?
I want people to be
texting. Texting.
That's fine.
They're falling asleep.
I mean, I'm obviously not doing a good job.
Yeah, that's the point.
But also, they're probably tired, man.
Okay.
Fine. Plus, they fall asleep, then I get to make fun of them being asleep.
Okay.
And that's fun for me.
Okay. That's fine. But they don't clap, so you'll get that visceral fun feeling.
If one person is not clapping, I'll be okay. If nobody's clapping, or if one person's clapping. Ooh, one person clapping is the worst.
Especially when it's your mother. Okay, now.
Have I ever told you about the first time I did stand-up?
I don't know.
I want to tell you this story, and I really want you to internalize what I'm about to tell you. The first time I did stand-up was at a place called Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut.
Ryan,
this is very funny.
Just terrible.
I did my first open mic. I've always wanted to be a comedian. Since I was a little boy, that's all I ever wanted to be.
Did you have a mustache then?
I had a beard. I was like 21 or 22 at the time. I go up to do my open mic the first time. I get there late. I'm dead last on the list, right? It's probably 15, maybe 16 comedians on this list. And the host was a guy who was just shit-faced. He was drunk when he showed up. He was drinking the entire open mic. And I brought my mom.
Yeah.
I brought my mom to go to this
open. Your poly mom.
My poly mom, yeah. Not my stepmom. Or my mom's girlfriend, whatever. Which is so weird that my mom had a girlfriend. I gotta be like, you're not my mom. It doesn't make any sense. But I'm getting off track. I bring my mom to this open mic. And the host is drunk and proceeds to call my mom a whore every time he's on stage for an hour and a half. An hour and a half, Marty. Everything is, look at this dumb whore. And that dumb whore is my mother. And I got to sit there. And I got to take it. And this my entire life leading up to this moment, I'm like, oh, I'm funny. I'm going to do good at my first open mic. Bear in mind, I'd never done stand-up before. Much like yourself. And then I went up, and I bombed. I ate shit. I did very poorly. And then I had to go home and cry to my dumb whore of a mother. It was awful. It was truly a terrible experience.
Does your mother know about the podcast?
Yeah.
Does she watch it?
Sure. Okay. My mother doesn't get offended by the things I say.
Okay.
Don't worry. I don't have this weird guilt about saying stuff that people do.
Apparently not.
I really don't. And I don't understand what people do. If you're trying to be in the talkie business, not the talkie business, it's a good business. Hit me with the talkies. If you're trying to do the talkies, you got to eat the talkies. I really just want another one. Marty?
Okay. No, thank you. All right.
Where were we?
I don't know. Maybe you were saying to your...
My one of a mother? Look in that camera and say...
Your horror mother.
How dare you, sir! No, it was awful. Doing live comedy is very hard.
Okay.
I'm very excited for you to find that out.
They're laughing, it's great.
We'll see. Depends on why they're laughing.
Okay.
Are you ready for our next segment?
I don't know.
Are you ready for our next
segment? Yes.
I think I hear something in the background.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that?
I'll throw to that bit. Don't worry.
Okay. What's our next segment?
Our next segment is called Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, that one.
Yes. Our lovely producer, Ryan, as well as going to get these delicious Takis that are hidden right now, if I'm being honest.
They are. I'm salivating.
Ryan, please explain the next bit that we're doing.
Okay, so our new segment, hot off the press here, is Two Truths and a Lie. We're going to be reading three headlines. Two of them are going to be, they're all going to be weird, but two of them are going to be true, and one of them is going to be a lie. And you have to sniff out the lie. That's right. I love that, Marty. Commit to the bit. Let's go.
It should not be that hard.
We'll measure
the truth.
I love that.
I love prop comedy.
Yeah. All right, now they're all weird, so that's why this might be a little difficult. All right, so here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Headline number one. In August of 2023, News of the Weird reported the arrest of Khalees Caron Crowder of Glendale, California, for the unusual fetish of butt sniffing. Now he's back in the news. According to KTLA-TV, Crowder was arrested on July 22nd at a Walmart in Burbank after he crouched behind a woman at Nordstrom Rack and inappropriately sniffed her buttocks. Okay, here we go. The U.S. Coast Guard's newest recruiting office is open in Omaha, Nebraska. KETV reported on July 19th that the USCG's goal is to the U.S. Coast Guard's goal is to increase its workforce by 15,000 over the next few years. So they're heading inland. The Omaha office will serve a landlocked region including parts of Iowa, South Dakota, and Kansas. It's not very funny. It is a little...
It's pretty funny for a landlocked Coast Guard headquarters. Doesn't really make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Lastly...
Just like sitting in boats while the boats are in trailers. Like, I had a buddy of mine got DUI'd out of the Coast Guard. All right, let's do this.
That does sound intense. In North Adams, Massachusetts, in July 5th, 2025, a 57-year-old babysitter named Lauren McLean lost her cat only to realize that she had locked him in the fridge.
Oh, God. Fridge cat.
The cat died.
Yeah, no, I figured.
Oh.
Fridge cat is a fantastic indie band out of Missouri. All right, you said this was going to be easy. Which one do you think is... I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. Butt sniffing, I think, is real.
I think that's real.
I think that's real, specifically because I know for a fact that the Walmart in Burbank gets close to the Nordstrom Rack in Burbank.
I know a lot about Burbank.
And also... All right, so which one... I think that's real. I also think... I think Fridge Cat is real.
Yeah.
So, okay. So
cats get into everything.
What?
Cats get into everything.
So, what do you think is real?
Are we in agreement?
I'm in agreement.
You think one in three are real?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the butt sniffer, Marty? What do you think of butt sniffing? Strangers. Talk to strangers. This guy sniffs their butts.
I'm not quite sure how that structurally works, but, you know.
It's both interacting with strangers.
I know.
In a way that I find intrusive.
I would think that's intrusive.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm not sure how the logistics of that work, but, you know,
Sniffing butts?
No, that's not. That doesn't seem like a right.
You don't think the logistics, though. You just, like, I mean, I can figure it out pretty easy. You're just like, gotta tie my shoe. You say that, like, really loud, and then...
And then you go...
And then you just take a big old huff. I mean, the logistics of it, the intention of it is what confuses me. The logistics of it, not so much.
I don't think that sounds like a lot of fun shit.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Not for you, for that.
Not for you.
That's right. And I don't think the cat thing is a lot of fun, but I could see cats getting into your refrigerator and getting chilly.
Yeah.
You know, and going to a better place. And then, Coast Guard, you know, first of all...
The dumpster.
First of all...
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I keep hearing that our government wants to, is sizing down things.
Mm. So, but you forget that you're talking about the American government, and that does not include the military, which is being sized up consistently.
Yeah, but
and keep in mind that during the current administration, we're being led by an idiot who made a branch of the military called Space Force. So keep that in mind when you're saying that the Coast Guard in a landlocked area is fake.
But there's a Space Force that Steve Carell said, so it's real.
Yeah, that's based on the real Space Force.
Ah.
So I think if you're saying that the Coast Guard being landlocked is stupid, I think you should really think about the government that we're living under and think that maybe they're dumbasses and that they would make a landlocked Coast Guard. Actually, I'm going to switch. I think butt sniffing and landlocked Coast Guard are real. I think Fridge Cat is fake.
Fridge Cat's real.
All right.
I think that the Coast Guard is the fake one.
Okay. Are you ready to find out?
They're all written, I imagine. No, Fridge Cat is fake. Fridge Cat is definitely fake. Although I agree with you, Marty. Every time I open my fridge, my cat, for whatever reason, decides this is my time to jump in. So it's definitely plausible. It was not easy to make up a fake headline. Because you got to look up names. It's tough to make up a fake headline. Yeah. But
and it's also tough to figure out which one's the fake headline, isn't it, Marty? Not for me. I got it right. But for you, on the other hand, the loser of this competition, there must have been very difficult. Yes? I think we're all in agreement that it was tough. Or else you would have gotten it right like me. Anyway, I won.
It's okay.
Is there any other ones, Ryan, or are we just doing those three?
Oh, I thought we're dipping our toe in the water.
We're dipping our toe in the water.
All right, we'll do some
first off, I feel like Marty really didn't like me objectively. Like, did you not like the gloating about me winning?
No, I just think you need that.
I do. I do. I honestly do need it.
I mean, you need a good...
I need a little win every now and then.
No, it's hard for you.
Yeah. It is. So, you know what's hard for you? That game that we just did. You know what was easy for me? That game I just won.
Marty, are you getting a call?
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Oh, let me go enter the phone on the wall.
All right.
All right.
And I'll work on my scatting while you're gone. That's some
good scat. Some good talkies, man.
Hey, Dean!
Hey,
Tony! How's it going?
Tony! How are you, buddy?
How's it going?
Everybody loved you last week, by the way. People are clamoring for more Tony Burbank.
What people?
Everybody. Marnheads, the Deaniacs.
Was the door open again?
How did you get in here? We made sure to lock the door.
I rang the bell, and Marty answered, and I just pushed him out, and I came in.
Oh, my goodness. Tony.
Well, you know, it's a push crime. That's what we do. Hey, I'm from Brooklyn. That's what we do.
All right. I'm from Brooklyn. Ow, Tony. I'm sorry. Ow.
You gotta get a better place
to be. What's going on with you this week? I haven't seen you all week.
I know. You know, I've been working on my plans, you know?
Oh, all right.
All right, you know, I think I'm really from Brooklyn, you know, and I've been in this L.A. place. I don't know what it stands for. They have this initial world. L.A.
Los Angeles.
No, I don't know what that is. So,
okay.
They have this thing called SF. I'm not sure what that is.
That's San Francisco.
Oh, I don't know what, it doesn't make any sense. It's initials. It's like DJ, you know, and stuff like
this
that.
This jockey.
I don't know. And then you have this vice president guy.
VD? Yeah.
If he did something like that, JD.
Yeah.
I understand his name is just the initials now. He gave up.
Yeah.
He took the periods off and anything.
JD.
JD. Yeah, I know. JD and the JD and the couch. But we'll discuss that at a later time. You know.
Nice.
Now I'll talk details about the couch.
Sure.
The couch. So, all right. So I've been thinking. You know, I like being in the city. You know, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to start a live show. We're going to call it Tony Burbank and Comedy People. Does that sound good?
Let's workshop the name. Tony Burbank and the Comedy People.
And the Comedy People, yeah, you know, like aliens. They're just going to be distracted, you know, and I'm going to call them up and they're going to make jokes and stuff like that.
Okay.
A little sign. I'm going to put a big banner outside, wherever outside is. I'm trying to figure it out. Big banner. I'm just going to say Tony Burbank and the Comedy People. And then people are going to just come because they heard about Tony. Tony is an amazing guy, you know?
Okay.
Tony talks a lot.
Tony talks in the third person.
Yeah, just like former vice president.
Former vice president.
No, it wasn't former. It was House Speaker.
Bob Dole.
Yeah, Bob Dole.
You're thinking about Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah. Also did
Viagra. Bob Dole, he's the one that sold the fruit.
Bob Dole.
He sold fruit.
He also sold Viagra.
Yeah, I know. That
was a spokesman for Viagra.
Well, you know, first looks weird. I don't need stuff like that.
So who's Dennis Kucinich? You don't?
Nah.
There's no shame in it.
I don't know.
You don't need it?
Nah, what for?
You're just going strong.
I don't want to talk about my sex life. It's not fun.
What? You're the one that brought it up. You didn't need it.
I caused trouble for myself. I talk too much. You know, okay. What's this other guy, Dave Gizinski? You're talking about?
Who?
I don't know. You said something.
I want to go back to the fact that you don't need Viagra.
Why would I need that?
You're getting older?
So what?
So?
So?
So what happens? It's a natural thing.
All right, you know, what happens in that part of my life is private. That's all. All
right, fine.
All right,
so you know,
we don't have to talk about it.
All right, we're not going to talk about it.
So you want to do a live show? What kind of acts do you want in the live show?
I got to get funny shows, like you know, the people that like, you know, that don't like do your stuff. You know,
what do you mean?
I want good comedians,
unlike me.
Absolutely.
You want funnier than me comedians?
That's easy to find. I want much funnier.
Wow, than me, you know, that's very hurtful.
Well, I'm not.
That's see, very
kind. You always tell me I'm hurtful. And
I've never told you you're hurtful, Tony Burbank.
Not Tony, but you, my friend Marty. You're telling me.
He's your friend? You just pushed him outside.
Well, because he's hanging outside. He's having tacos.
Yeah.
Well, Ticos. What are they
called? Ticos. They're actually called Takis. Taki me.
Oh, they're all done.
Oh, they're gone.
They were really good.
They were
good.
He paid for them, so it's okay. If you build them for us, you know, we've got to stop them. Yeah. So, all right, now.
You need funnier than me comedians.
Funnier than you.
So people. I'm not funny enough to be on your show.
No.
Okay. No. So what kind of comedians do you want?
Good ones. I don't know. Let's get Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Yeah.
He's around?
He's around.
Oh, yeah?
Well, one of his grandkids can do it.
What's one of his grandkids' names?
Ralph.
Ralph Berle.
Ralph Berle.
What was that one joke Ralph Berle does?
So Ralph Berle, he sits there and he burps. And then people have to tell him what he ate.
For dinner.
Okay.
The day before.
And that's funnier than me.
Clearly.
Okay.
Can you burp?
Huh? Yeah, I can burp.
What's your burp?
No, I'm good. I can't do it right now.
You can't burp on
No.
I learned how to do that in my 50s. So,
I don't know. Nice. When was that?
Like some time ago.
Sometime ago.
It's okay. So we're doing good. So we're going to go, we got to find a place for this comedy thing.
Yeah.
Except the guy that we want to have it with, who not sorry, nameless, doesn't return my calls, so I'm going to go visit him with some
money. What do you think that is?
I think it's on vacation.
Mm, okay.
With the fishes. I took care of it.
You killed him. You murdered a person.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, with the fishes.
Yeah, he's out in the Caribbean. Mm. He's swimming and he's swimming.
And what's he swimming with? Concrete shoes?
No, he has a little like a mask thing with a thing on top.
Scuba.
Not scuba.
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling, yeah. Snorkeling. He snorkels, so he's okay.
Tony, you really hurt my feelings when you said I wasn't funny.
Well, actually, I haven't been trying to be funny too much, so that's not a fair thing to say.
What, me?
You haven't tried to be funny in front of me. You know, you're just being who you are. You're a serious kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. All right, so I'm Tony, and I'm doing my thing, and we want to have the comedy. And if anyone would like to join us, go to Tony Bob Brank's Funny Comedy Thing, and tell us.
Tony Burbank and the comedy people.
You've
got to pick a name.
Alright, Tony Burbank and the Comedy People.
Tony Burbank and the Comedy People.
I think that's the name.
What about Tony Burbank's Comedy Extravaganza?
Nah, that's just so extravagant. You know, I just want to go with Tony Burbank and the Comedy People.
Okay.
That could be funny.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodnight, Tony.
Goodnight, Tony.